Science proving what Fred Thompson already knew. It doesn't matter what a woman likes, dislikes, astrological sign, or chosen profession is. All a dude cares about is whether she's hot or not. Men go for good looks. I never would have thought of that. And guys probably won't be surprised to learn that women are much choosier about partners than they are. The study appears in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. As if you care. Look at her, for God's sake. We have a new guest fans. Sitting right next to me for the rest of the show is Noelle Hancock. She's the online editor for Us Weekly magazine, a publication I enjoy reading while hosing down the maze of tunnels underneath my garage. Noelle, do you find these findings surprising?
I don't find it surprising at
all.
No. I mean, men, think about it. Men see everything as a competition, and they're also incredibly shallow.
Oh.
I mean, look at half the presidential candidates. I mean, Fred Thompson, Giuliani, Kucinich. I mean, it looks like a Darren Star production. Or
why? Because
it's embarrassing.
Because they're all old with younger women?
Exactly. They're all trophy wives.
Yes.
Trying.
It's not just them, then. Look at half the men, the old men in the country, the rich ones that have these young girls.
But don't old men deserve to get young women after working so hard? Isn't it about time as a reward to throw aside the woman that was with them for so long? Something fresh and delicious, Doug?
Yes, Greg. I agree with you, Greg.
Thank you.
I deserve the youngest women I can get legally.
But, I know a website that can help you out.
Yeah, well, women say, you know, the number one thing they look for in a man, they tend to say, is sense of humor, mm-hmm. which, when they say that, they're lying liars who are lying.
Because I'm all about a guy that can make
because
me laugh.
Because if sense of humor was so...
gorgeous!
If sense of humor was so important, then I'd be in the catbird seat,
yeah.
whatever that means.
Exactly. No, it's just funny, because while you were saying that, Courtney was saying, oh, that's all I look for is a sense of humor. And then you meet her husband, and he looks like a Ken doll.
Male model.
Yeah, he's like a male model. So stop it, Courtney. You don't care about a sense of humor. All you want is a hot guy. John?
Greg, absolutely. This is almost as shocking as when PETA and the Humane Society turned down Michael Vick to be their official spokespeople. I got to tell you, though, this is the first time I've ever seen Fox News Channel choose a subject to talk about based upon the ability to put hot chicks on the screen.
I know.
It has never happened before in history.
It's true.
There was one other interesting element to the study that was not quite as surprising. Apparently, women are much better at being able to discern what they can achieve in a man, which I found to be very interesting because us guys, we haven't a clue because we all look at Lyle Lovett and Julie Roberts and think, hey, that could be me.
Yeah. Mm. No, never. It's true, though. I have the footage that we're showing right now memorized because I think we've ran it on our show at least 400 times. Those models are actually 75 years old. That's how old that footage is. She is a great-grandmother. It's
well,
incredible.
Before we got this story, we're going to run it during the Bush footage.
Yes.
Just have that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how pathetic
that
we
was,
are.
That was a boring story,
yeah,
too.
Was,
this would have made it so much better.
It would have made it lively.
Why didn't we do that, Bill?
I wasn't there at the ideas meeting. I just woke up, Greg.
Maybe you should come in on time.
I like how one story you guys had, you actually put in the little corner of the screen, like boobs. Like there needs to be a little icon right there.
All right, we got to move on.